Unit 12, the swastika. One symbol recognized the world over is the swastika. However, the meaning behind the symbol may vary from country to country. The symbol's origin goes back to the ancient times of the Middle East. The word swastika can be traced back to the wandering race of Asians who invaded India around 1500 BC. In Sanskrit, the ancient language of these nomads, the word swasti meant be well or good luck. This was the original meaning associated with a symbol that we now call the swastika. The symbol of the swastika spread across the world. It had different meanings and in different places came to stand for the turning of the sun, the four winds, or the four stages of the moon. The swastika could be drawn either in a left-handed or counterclockwise or a right-handed or clockwise form. In China, these two forms stood for yin and yang, or the balance of the forces of the sun and moon. Various religions began to use the symbol and gave it new meaning. Buddhist missionaries from India carried the symbol to all parts of Asia. Christians used the symbol to represent the rising of Christ from the dead and the second coming of Christ. In Norse mythology, the swastika became associated with Thor, the god of thunder, who threw lightning bolts from the sky. Even in South America, a form of the swastika appeared on altars and in religious ceremonies. From Tibet to Peru, the swastika was a universal symbol of holy significance. It was not until the 20th century and the rise of Adolf Hitler in Germany that this symbol took on a new, sinister meaning. In 1920, when Hitler became the leader of the National Socialist or Nazi Party, he chose the swastika as his symbol. He drew the symbol as a black cross in a white circle on a red background. Hitler did not know the full significance of the swastika as a holy symbol in other parts of the world. He only knew that it was once associated with fire, strength, and power. All of these ideas which Hitler associated with the swastika were things that he wanted for his party. Today, in Western countries, the swastika is more closely connected to Hitler and the horrors of Nazi Germany during World War II than to its original meaning. It has become a symbol of fear and destruction. Groups such as the skinheads, usually young men who cut off all of their hair to show their association with a group, have taken hold of the swastika as the symbol of their group. They often use it to show that they wish to follow the philosophy of white supremacy. This is a far cry from the swastika's original meaning.